Life is Friends, A Complete Guide to the Lost Art of Connecting in Person, by Jean Martinet. Narrated by the author.
Introduction. Who killed the dinner party? In addition to food, shelter, and sex, humans need companionship. We crave friendship as much as we crave heat when we are cold or water when we are thirsty. But do we really know how to go about getting it? Not too long ago, I attended a friend's birthday party held at a chic bar in Tribeca. It was a typical Manhattan venue. 1950s Palm Springs decor, dim lighting, loud techno-fusion music, and seemingly impenetrable clusters of people around the bar and the buffet table. Being an intrepid mingler, I was not daunted. I dove in. After 10 minutes or so, I spotted a tall man by himself off to one side of the buffet table. He was quite handsome, but what really made him interesting to me was that he was not maneuvering to get to the food, but seemed more interested in scoping out the people. How evolved, I thought. I approached him and introduced myself. To my delight, I learned he was someone I had once spoken to on the phone, a freelance editor named Carl, who lived in my very own Manhattan neighborhood. He had definite friend potential. I could already imagine us meeting for coffee. When I mentioned I was the author of The Art of Mingling, Carl immediately asked me if I had written any books on internet mingling. My reply to him was what it always is when people ask me this, that as far as I'm concerned, there is no such thing as mingling on the internet, and that all true forms of socializing are practiced face-to-face. Somewhat taken aback, Carl insisted that the internet was a quote-unquote great place to mingle. He told me that he had many online friends with whom he...